Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back. We've had a great period here of getting some outstanding returning guests, and our guest today is definitely not an exception. One of my favorite, Mary Beth Franklin, a public speaker, contributing editor to Investment News, an industry leader. She has done a tremendous amount of work in financial education, and she has covered a lot of areas. A quick background, I won't be able to get to all of her background, but I'll give you a quick spin and we'll get going here. She received her Bachelor of Arts in Communication from American University. She is a certified financial planner. She got her credential back in 2013. She has served as a professional mentor to graduate students at American University's journalism program. So there's a heavy journalistic bent here that we'll be talking about from Mary Beth's perspective. And she's been a senior editor for Kiplinger's Personal Financial Magazine. She is a frequent speaker to the financial industry. So all of that tells you she knows her stuff. She's written extensively about Social Security. In fact, she's written the book, Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits. You can get more information about the book at investmentnews.com/MBF ebook, investmentnews.com/MBF ebook, and learn more about what that program is about. And she's also covers other subjects, including annuities and reverse mortgages and how to plan your retirement. So we're going to be diving in to a couple recent articles that Mary Beth wrote that were featured in Investment News, and want to dig in a little bit about reverse mortgages today. Mary Beth, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Always a delight to be on your program because you have such good practical information for your listeners.
Thank you. And I love what I do, and it's a lot of fun. And it's always a pleasure to speak with you because I know that you are seeing so much of this. You know, you've got your what do they say? You got your finger on the pulse of the industry. So it is my pleasure. And I want to dive in here. Reverse mortgages have been around, I think, going back to as early as the 1960s. They became, of course, popular back in the 80s when there were some changes made. But they took on and got a bad rap because of their not being used correctly or being used in the wrong situation. But then there's been a continual, I mean, it seems like literally annual, if not more frequently, adjustments to this program to where today it is a viable and can be prudent choice for people to leverage their home equity or to eliminate the overhead of their mortgage. And so I'm very pleased to see some of the recent work you've done. And, you know, there have been a lot of advisors, including myself, that were skeptical of reverse mortgages for a long time. But you wrote about this recently in June, that those attitudes are starting to shift.
Right. And, you know, it was absolutely legitimate to be skeptical of reverse mortgages in the past. They were expensive. They were confusing. People were allowed to take out mortgages who really couldn't afford to keep up their homes or pay the insurance of their homes or the taxes. All those things are required because when you take out a reverse mortgage, you still own your house and you have to maintain it. Now, in the last couple of years, there's been some major renovations in the regulations. You have to be qualified as a buyer. You can't take out too much money up front. If you have a spouse younger than the borrowing age of 62, that spouse will still be protected if the older spouse dies.
Yeah.
And most importantly, they're a lot less expensive than they used to be. So my feeling in my specialty area of retirement income is retirement, we are reinventing retirement. For one thing, we're living a lot longer.
Yep.
A lot of people don't have pensions. The only source of guaranteed income for a lot of people is Social Security. So what can we do to tap the equity in our homes that might be able to fund our retirement in the late years?
Exactly. And there's so much here. The costs definitely have come down, Mary Beth. And I, you know, that was one of my major concerns as an advisor and as a CPA and being, you know, a skeptic by nature, was the cost. And also the regulation, you know, when we had our mortgage meltdown, to become a mortgage licensed professional. And when I did this myself and I got my mortgage license so that we could offer this service to our clients, they wanted to know, you know, who my second grade teacher was. I mean, it became really So getting a license today is so much harder, and so I think they have cleared out some of the bad players who maybe were recommending these products when they were not needed or appropriate and in the wrong situations as well.
Right, and there's so many interesting ways to be able to use this. I mean, face it, for the average American, they probably have more equity tied up in their home than they have money in their 401k or their IRA.
That's
so essentially,
true.
It's the biggest asset that a lot of people have. But if you're retired, you no longer have income from a job and you need money, and you go to your local bank to get a home equity loan, well, you might not qualify because you don't have enough income to qualify to pay back that loan.
That's true.
That is a perfect situation where someone who's at least 62 years old and has sufficient equity in their home, a reverse mortgage might work for them because they can tap the equity in their home and they do not have to pay it back during their lifetime.
That's a real kicker. Yeah,
that's back when you move or you die.
That's a real kicker, Mary Beth, about taking out that loan that you mentioned, like taking a home equity loan. What you're doing is you're just digging you're just going to now be digging the hole deeper. I mean, you take out the home equity loan. Yes, you only have to make interest payments, but those interest payments could increase and you might have to pay more. At some point, they may say, okay, that's it. You know, we're not going to renew the line. And so the reverse, you can get access to that home equity, use that money for whatever you want. It's not taxable because it's a loan and you don't have to pay it back. Interest still accrues, but as you said, they don't have to pay it back until they move out or they die. And then that's when, of course, like any mortgage, the home has to be, the mortgage has to be satisfied in those two situations.
The other thing that's interesting, I think, in the past, again, this is not your father's retirement. In the past, Americans would typically buy a home, get a 30-year mortgage, stay there for 30 years, pay it off. And so in retirement, they didn't have to worry about a mortgage. We have seen statistics where nearly half of people in retirement have a mortgage still. And when it comes to retirement income, it is all about cash flow. If you retire that mortgage, that might be $1,000 or $2,000 or maybe $3,000 a month or more, you no longer have to worry about in terms of where does my retirement income to pay for that?
Right.
So another good use of a reverse mortgage is to take one out and pay off your existing mortgage. Right there, you have wiped out one of the biggest bills you'll face in retirement.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And so there's two key things for our listeners to hear, Mary Beth, is one, you can use the reverse to get access to cash in your home. You don't have to pay it back and you can use it for whatever you want. And or you can refi, in effect, an existing mortgage and thereby eliminate that monthly principal and interest payment. You still have to pay your property taxes, insurance, and whatever homeowners association or such that you might have. But I've seen people firsthand, Mary Beth, by the way, where they have saved that $1,000 or $1,500 in cash outflow every month. And what it did is it allowed them to not maybe be so tight on their finances. And from a financial planning standpoint, it allowed us to maybe look at when they drew their Social Security, which I know that you're of course very focused on that, and also when they might be drawing from their qualified accounts. It allows people to be able to really have a lot more control over where they draw money from and how they plan accessing these various financial resources.
And the thing I can't stress enough, which most people do not realize, is when you withdraw cash through a reverse mortgage, it is tax-free. This is essentially equity you are pulling out of your home. So think of that, not only retiring your existing mortgage, wiping out that bill, but this income you are receiving, if you're also getting cash flow, is tax-free.
Right.
It's
right.
Going to lower your income tax bill. It may prevent you from getting bumped up into a higher Medicare premium because of your income. But I think one of the most fascinating uses of this, because I'm a real academic research geek, and there are some greater minds than I that have been looking into this for quite a while. And they say, look at this possibility. You retire and you set up a reverse mortgage line of credit. You
right.
don't have to use it. It's
right.
just there in reserve. And let's say you hit a year or a couple of years where the stock market is very volatile. We all know the last thing you want to have to do is to tap your equity portfolio when it's down,
right,
thereby locking in losses. So maybe in the down years, you tap the reverse mortgage line of credit instead,
right,
getting that money tax-free,
right,
and you let your stock portfolio rebound.
I love that. In fact, that is, it's, that's part of the strategy. You can have this be part of an overall plan. And you know, the simple simple comparison there, Mary Beth, for people to really, you know, get where we're coming from here is, let's say the market is down 25%, and you know, they have their portfolio that they maybe were drawing on or might need to draw. They can instead pull on this line of credit. They don't have to make principal or interest payments. And let's say that the interest cost is 5%, just as an example, on that reverse, because there is still interest. It's just accrues, you don't have to pay it. So real simple, which is cheaper, 5% cost, or by cashing in your portfolio when it's down, it's really costing you 25%, which is less, 5% or 25%?
Right. You want to go for that 5%. And the other thing, you know, we know one of the biggest fears of people in retirement is, am I going to outlive my money? Well, two things are going on here. If you're relying on your investments and you're withdrawing investments in a down market, in other words, you're withdrawing money from a shrinking nest egg, it's going to shrink a lot faster, and
that's
there
right,
may not be a whole lot left by the time the market rebounds. So if you could just leave that alone to incubate on its own while you were tapping money for a reverse mortgage, you're going to be able to preserve more of your money that you're going to need later.
Absolutely. Well put, Mary Beth. Mary Beth Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest today. You see why I invited her back. Public speaker, contributing editor at Investment News, and an industry leader. We're going to grab a quick break, come back, talk more with Mary Beth about reverse mortgages, and we've got a few other subjects to get to as well. And don't forget, Mary Beth has a book, Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits, over at investmentnews.com/MBF, just like her name, MBF, ebook, and you'll get great information there as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these breaks.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I specialize in representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. Spouses getting divorced in their 50s, 60s, and 70s confront far different challenges than younger people. If you have questions about alimony, division of retirement or investment accounts, Social Security, health insurance, or anything else, you can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosedlaw.com.
Are you looking for a trustworthy local advisor for your investment and retirement planning, but you're not sure how or where to begin? Start by looking for a certified financial planner practitioner. Visit www.cfp.net to search for an advisor in your local area who's earned this highly regarded professional certification. Pick three CFP practitioners. Set an appointment and interview them. Ask questions. Listen carefully to their answers. Check references and research their firms with the Better Business Bureau. This PSA is brought to you by Holland Financial, who wants to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
Hey, welcome back. And we have Mary Beth Franklin on the line with us, digging into reverse mortgages. Mary Beth has been a national speaker and featured in a lot of different places, including NBC Today, Meet the Press, CNN, CNBC, PBS, and of course, we're very delighted to have her here on this program. Mary Beth, the reverse mortgage, you know, the one of the key things I think that people, you hit this point, and I think I want to double underline it, is that, you know, being able to control where you access money, where you get it. And I know that you write about Social Security and when best to draw Social Security and how to do that in your book, Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits. This plays right into the Social Security timing, where somebody might be able to say, you know what, I'm going to refinance my reverse mortgage, my existing mortgage with a reverse. I'll save $1,000 a month outflow. That'll let me wait a little longer on drawing Social Security and end up with a really much greater Social Security benefit and in the meantime, save taxes.
Right. Let me give you an example.
Great.
Again, a lot of people do not realize that the age where they claim their Social Security benefit will determine how much they get. If your full retirement age is 66 and you claim at 66, you're going to get 100% of the benefit you have earned. if you claim it as soon as you can at age 62, you're going to get 25% less. But if you are willing to wait until age 70, you earn an extra 8% a year up until age 70. So at 70, you'd get 132% of your benefit. And here's a stark difference. The difference between claiming as early as you can at age 62 versus as late as you can at age 70 means a 76% increase in your Social Security income for the rest of your life. So maybe you have a client who says, well, gee, I can't afford to delay.
Right.
Maybe they want to take a reverse mortgage to create an income bridge between ages 62 and 70 that they would have added income and allow them to afford delaying claiming their Social Security until it's worth the maximum amount at age 70.
And that's just huge. And here's one more thing. I know we're preaching to the choir here, Mary Beth, but I mean, one more thing that really surprises people, especially, you know, working with couples, is that very often, you know, we'll see people, they both want to start at 62, or maybe they both start at 66. If we can defer one of them starting, even with the changes that have been made, to take away some of the other options, but even in the current options available with Social Security, if we can delay starting one of those Social Securities, that's going to give a much larger Social Security, especially if we can do it with a higher wage earner. And that larger amount will be a financial resource, not only for them during their joint lifetime, but if when one of them passes, that then becomes a survivor benefit. So it's really creating a huge financial resource that can be utilized not only for current income, but as a survivorship tool.
Absolutely. That is one of my golden rules for married couples. I tell husbands, forget the Valentine's chocolates and flowers. Send a card that says, I'm waiting till 70 to claim Social Security, because not only is it going to maximize the benefit, as you said, while both spouses are alive, but when one spouse dies, the highest Social Security benefit becomes the survivor benefit and the smaller one goes away. So by having at least one spouse, preferably the one with the larger Social Security benefit, waiting until age 70, you've maximized both retirement income and a survivor benefit.
We just did this, Mary Beth, with a couple, and the number, ready for this? It was $42,000 that's going to be the Social Security benefit that comes out at the husband's age 70. And if he should pass, she's going to get that $42,000. And now let's, maybe to some people that doesn't sound like a lot. I think that's a lot. But if we were to take that and say, well, in today's world, how much cash or a lump sum investment would we have to create that $40,000? You're talking about $800,000 to $1 million.
At least, exactly. If you're taking out 4% of your nest egg and you have $1 million, that's $40,000 a year. You've just created more than that for the survivor benefit by having one spouse delay.
There it is.
let me talk about some, because these numbers are big.
Yeah, they are.
And because we have lived in such a low inflationary environment for so long, we sort of forget what happens with inflation and higher interest rates.
Right.
But here's another use for a reverse mortgage line of credit, one that you set up with the idea, well, I may never use it, but let me just hold it in abeyance. We talked about that as a way to protect your stock portfolio. Let's say you're a couple who does not have long-term care insurance.
Right,
maybe you couldn't qualify for it, you couldn't afford it. You set up a line of credit on your home. And let's say you've got the maximum value of home, which is $625,000 under the reverse mortgage plan.
Right.
That would create a line of credit immediately for a 62-year-old couple of about $325,000.
Yep.
Current interest rates in the reverse mortgages are roughly 5%.
Right.
Say you don't touch that. In 5 years, that line of credit has grown to over $600,000.
Yeah.
And in 10 years, it's grown to over $1.1 million. That you could tap if you needed long-term care, assuming one of you remains in the home, that's one of the rules, or if you needed added income, just by setting up that line of credit and letting it grow at the rate of interest tied to the reverse mortgage, you've created this incredible future pot of money for whatever your needs may be.
Yeah, excellent, Mary Beth. I'm glad you pointed that out. And make sure people understand, the line of credit on a reverse mortgage increases each year by the rate of interest rate. Basically, that's how it works. So a 5% interest rate, even though you're not borrowing anything on the line of credit, that $300,000 line of credit or $100,000 line of credit is going to increase. And after 5, 10, 15 years, it becomes a significant pot of money that you can draw on again, tax-free. And now the other side of this, Mary Beth, let's say somebody's done that. Let's play this through. Let's say somebody's done this and they end up needing to use it for long-term care or whatever the case may be. And let's say at the time that both couples have died, they've passed on. Let's just say the home is worth $400,000, but the line of credit that has been used, let's say, is $600,000. So they're upside down.
The value of a reverse mortgage is you can never owe more than the house is worth. It's considered a non-recourse loan. You borrow $600,000, your estate sells the house for $400,000, your heirs are only on the hook to repay the $400,000.
That's a beautiful thing. So even if you don't plan on needing it, have it as a backup, if there's a catastrophe then and there's a long-term care need like that or something else, and so the value of the home becomes really irrelevant for purposes of that line of credit, and the heirs are not on the hook, as you said, non-recourse loan. I think it's a smart addition to an overall plan, and I'm a big fan of plan B, C, D, E, F, G as part of a planning strategy, and it's very good to talk with you about it, Mary Beth.
And, you know, here's another key. This is certainly not right for everybody. Who would be an ideal candidate, in my opinion, for creating a standby line of credit? It would be a couple or an individual who was at least 62 years old and who has no mortgage.
Right.
So by setting up a line of credit, it basically isn't costing you anything.
Right.
And if you never use it, it's never going to cost you anything. If you're in a more typical situation where I have an existing mortgage and I want to take out a reverse mortgage, well, okay, I'm going to have to pay off that existing mortgage. And that's going to start the clock ticking on the interest rates that eventually me or my estate will have to pay.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware, it can be the only lien against your house.
Right.
If you have an existing mortgage, you have to pay it off.
Sure.
You will probably use the proceeds from the reverse mortgage to pay it off.
Right.
And then there's definitely going to be a bill at the end of this process.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
If you have no encumbrance on your house right now, and you just want to play it safe, well, heck, I would set up a reverse mortgage, standby line of credit, hope I might never need it, but if I did, I could use it to protect my stock portfolio, I could use it for long-term care as long as one of the spouses remain in the house, I could use it as longevity insurance. If
exactly.
I run out of my other money, I always have this to tap in the future.
It's great to have a backup. And there are some costs to set up the line of credit, but they're not that much, and it's well worth it. In fact, I would argue that if you haven't gotten a long-term care insurance, that the cost of setting up the reverse might be a way to look at it. It's like, well, I've in effect, you know, paid the equivalent of what it would have cost me to buy long-term care insurance for a year. So Mary Beth Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, the book Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits over at investmentnews.com/MBF ebook. And we're going to grab a break, come back with Mary Beth. Stay right there.
Two things are for sure. It's summertime and the kids want to swim. I'm sure glad that we enrolled our children in the Volusia Flagler YMCA Summer Swim Program. It was so easy. At the Y, they enjoy water sports, meet new friends, and most important, they learn water safety skills. If you haven't signed up yet, call your local Y or log on to vfymca.org. Come on, it's summertime. Enjoy it more with the summer swim programs from your Volusia Flagler YMCA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And we are back. Mary Beth Franklin has been our guest today. We've got a couple minutes left here. Less than that. I was going to make one point, make sure the listeners understand, Mary Beth, about the scenario you and I discussed earlier, kind of painting the scenario where somebody ends up needing to use the line of credit on their home with the reverse mortgage, and they end up, quote-unquote, upside down. The reason why the heirs don't owe anything, if the house is sold for $400 and the line of credit is up to $600, the amount owed, that $200, that $200 is covered by federal insurance. This is a federally insured program. So that's part of the package of doing this to protect everybody.
Exactly. People have to pay this mortgage insurance as part of a reverse mortgage.
Right.
They pay it both upfront, a lot less expensive than it used to be,
right,
plus as part of the monthly accrual of interest is factored in.
And, you know, one more thing since you're mentioning cost is that even though these programs are highly regulated, there are differences in what our companies will charge to set this up for you. And, in fact, I saw somebody recently here, Mary Beth, they came in to meet with me, and I looked at what they had been presented. Ready for this? We could reduce the cost of them doing the reverse by $4,500 right up front.
Right. I have heard people quoting $12,000, $13,000 to set this up.
Yeah.
And I said, that's crazy. That you don't have to do that anymore.
Right. So it pays to shop around, and I'm glad you're here to help us talk through this, Mary Beth. Mary Beth Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, public speaker, contributing editor to Investment News, and her book, check it out over on investmentnews.com/MBF ebook, and it's Maximizing Your Social Security Retirement Benefits. Mary Beth, loved having you on. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.